Support for today's broadcast comes from Trophy Time in Champaign. Trophy Time features personalization of wedding accessories like cake knives, toasting glasses, and gifts for the wedding party. A complete online catalog can be found at trophytime.com. They're more than just trophies.
You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. It's 1240. The Illinois-based Civil Rights Agenda is an advocacy group dedicated to preserving and forwarding individual rights for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. The organization was founded in 2010 by Chicago-area lawyer and former Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Jacob Meister. In its 2 years of existence, the Civil Rights Agenda has sought to protect people from discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity through its Workplace Project, which offers legal assistance and diversity training. It's also conducted an LGBT census to better understand the community it seeks to support. And it was recently one of the organizations recognizing the Transgender Day of Remembrance. Illinois Public Radio's Rachel Otwell recently spoke with the Civil Rights Agenda's executive director, Anthony Martinez, about the Transgender Day of Remembrance and a population his organization says faces constant discrimination.
This year it was sort of 3 or 4 days here in Illinois because the day fell on a Tuesday. So it's the 19th of November. And Transgender Day of Remembrance is celebrated, I guess, every year. It's a day to honor the lives of transgender individuals who have been murdered due to what we call transphobia, phobia around what it is to be transgender. And that's celebrated to honor the lives throughout the world of those people who have fallen. This year we had two individuals from Illinois, both in Chicago, that we remembered, as well as nationwide, the lives that were lost.
And fill us in for those who don't know what transgender means.
Transgender folks are folks who have been born into a body that they don't feel represents their true identity around their gender. So they may have been born in a male body and feel on the inside that they are female or vice versa. And so someone who is transgender, there are various stages of transgender and various, it's an umbrella term that really encapsulates a very large community, folks who may be, gender nonconforming. So what it is to be stereotypically woman in a skirt and high heels, a woman may dress in male clothing, and that we would say is gender nonconforming. And then everything in between there and having somebody who is, dressing and presenting themselves as a woman but may have been born into a male body.
So the Civil Rights Agenda recently announced you'll be launching a transgender rights project as well as an advisory committee. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Transgender Rights Project came about through various stages and talks that we've had in the community. And the transgender community has really been underrepresented here in Illinois. There have been some great organizations that have done work on behalf of the transgender community. And there are a few transgender organizations themselves that are run and led by transgender individuals who've also done great work. But as we're seeing the LGBT movement generally move forward and progress, marriage is always at the forefront and is sort of what we call the sexy issue for people. But the transgender community has now really started to become a really important part of our work at the Civil Rights Agenda. And so we felt very strongly about creating a project that represents specifically that work that we do. You know, in the past, we've done work with the department, the health department, and the Department of Human Rights to try and get a rule changed around being able to change your birth certificates because here in Illinois, if you want to change your birth certificate from male to female because of your gender identity, because you may be transgender and now living as a female, to do that, you have to have surgery. And within the transgender community, surgery is not at the forefront anymore in terms of what it is to be transgender. A lot of people take hormones, and surgery is really cost prohibitive to most people. So we've done work to try and get that rule changed. And we've done, we started a blog called Inner Words that specifically deals with transgender and queer issues. And so, you know, and various other things that we've done throughout in terms of policy making throughout Illinois. And so with those initiatives, we've always partnered with transgender individuals, but we felt that in the next step of trying to find what it is in Illinois that we need to focus on in terms of policy changes and our civil rights work for transgender individuals, we really felt very importantly, you know, myself being the executive director, I'm what we call cisgendered. I am born a man, feel a man, live as a man. And so I don't understand fully what it is to be a transgender individual. So in an advisory capacity, we've created a committee made up of transgender individuals that will help guide our strategic plan around the transgender rights so that we can learn from those individuals who are on our advisory committee what they feel we should be focusing on in terms of policy changes and advancing civil rights for transgender individuals throughout Illinois. And so in the next few months, we'll be meeting with that committee and creating our strategic plan around this project.
I'm speaking with Anthony Martinez. He's with the Civil Rights Agenda, which is a group based here in Illinois, and they're focusing in on the transgender community, which he's telling us about. And Anthony, can you talk about why there's a need, being a group that's focused on civil rights, why there's a need to focus on transgender people particularly?
The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force released a study that was first of its kind that is called Discrimination at Every Turn, and it's specific to the transgender community. They surveyed transgender individuals and asked them an array of questions about discrimination and things that they are put through. And it really found that the transgender community really faces discrimination at every turn in every level of their lives, whether it's they face a much higher rate of unemployment than any other minority group, including gay and lesbian individuals. They face a higher rate of murder, of homelessness, of police abuse, you know, turning to the folks who are supposed to be protecting us and are in turn abused. And really at every level of their life, housing, employment, they face an unprecedented amount of discrimination. And then that's even more compounded when you add in, you know, African-American transgender individuals or Latino transgender individuals, and those, you know, rates skyrocket. And so we feel, you know, obviously that those folks need protections to ensure that they can fight back when they are discriminated against, you know, by their employer, or fight back when it's housing, or you know, when there's homelessness. We found specifically with homelessness, you know, shelters are even very discriminatory towards transgender individuals, so they can't even find help when they need it the most. So this project will help bring visibility, help educate the community, and in turn ensure that the rights of the transgender individual are protected so that they can fight back when they are discriminated against.
And are you aiming here for policy changes? Is there legislation in Illinois that you'd like to see regarding the transgender community?
Yeah, there's definitely policy changes and legislation that we'll be working on. But, you know, I think first we really have a lot of education that needs to be done throughout, you know, Illinois and in various communities, especially communities of color. So I think, you know, it's going to be really a lot of phasing and specifically starting out with education and outreach and helping people understand what it is to be transgender. And, you know, specifically, we get a lot of pushback around transgender in religious and faith circles. So we'll see a lot of intersection with our faith project and our transgender rights project as we move forward to ensure that people are educated on this issue and what it means to be a transgender individual.
That's Anthony Martinez, Executive Director of the Civil Rights Agenda, an advocacy group working for the rights of the LGBT community. He spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Rachel Otwell.
WILL programs are made possible by Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln, three blocks from the Engineering Quad. Hendrick House Catering can tailor a menu and price for events from corporate box lunches to weddings, business meetings, and other special events. More information is available at 365-8004.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Grace Paley, born New York City in 1922, grew up in the Bronx, surrounded by all sorts of immigrants. Her own parents spoke Yiddish and Russian at home, English only in public. She loved to hear all these different tongues. But when she started writing poetry, she wrote in a formal, stilted British style. She thought that's what poems were supposed to sound like. And then she met W.H. Auden, and he read her work. And Grace Paley recalled, "We went through a few poems, and he kept asking me, 'Do you really talk like that?' And I kept saying, 'Oh, well, sometimes.' That was the great thing I learned from Auden, that you'd better talk your own language." It's the birthday of the novelist Jim Harrison, born Grayling, Michigan, 1937. Big reader as a kid, but very religious. And then he said, "Up to 16, I wanted to be a preacher. And then one day I did a whirlwind. I jumped from Jesus to John Keats in 3 days." Started out as a poet. And then in 1970, he was hunting. He hurt his back, had to stay in bed for months. And his friend Thomas McGuane told him he should try writing a novel. So he did. It was entitled Wolf, A False Memoir. And a few years later, Legends of the Fall, his first big success. Published 2 books last year, The Great Leader, a novel, and a book of poems, Songs of Unreason. And it's also the birthday of the man who prompted Harrison to write that novel, Thomas McGuane, born in Wyandotte, Michigan, 1939. His first novel, The Sporting Club, 1969. His 10th novel came out last year, Driving on the Rim. Thomas McGuane, the only member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters, who is also in the National Cutting Horse Association's Hall of Fame. But he says he doesn't consider himself a real rancher. All the ranchers I know have had back surgery, operations on their rotator cuffs. They all have new knees. I'd like to think I belong to that breed, but I don't. And it's the anniversary of UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, founded on this date